In chapter 4 of Canto 2, Parikshit asked, Bhuya eva vivasami bhagavan atmamaya yathedam srijeta viswam durvabhyam adhiswarehi. Please tell me about the creation. How this creation has come into existence. Even the Adhiswar, even the Brahmaji and all the Devtas are also deluded. They don't exactly know how this has come. So please tell me. And then we have seen in the last verse, Etat Atma Bhurajan Naradaya Prachate Veda Garbho Dhyada Satchadeda Atma Hari Ratmanaha. So he said, you see, this is not a question being asked by you first time, Parikshit. So don't think that it's your original question. So that subsides the ego of the questioner. It's not your original question. Somebody asked earlier also. Who asked? First, it was asked by Brahmaji to Narayan. Narayanji gave that knowledge to Brahmaji. From Brahmaji that knowledge came to Narad. From Narad came to Vedvyas. From Vedvyas it came to Sukhdevji. And Sukhdevji saying, I will be telling you the same thing, which is coming from the Guru Shishya Parampara. In Purana you will find this thing again and again referred, that whenever you ask a question, they will say, oh, the same question was asked by so-and-so. So whatever the answer was given by them, I am going to quote as it is. So the next chapter is the Sambad between Narad and Brahmaji. Whole thing is being quoted there. So Sukhdevji is also not taking the credit of answering the question how Srishti came into existence. Parikshit is also said that this is not your original question. Sukhdevji also saying it's not my original answer. As I am getting in the Guru Shishya Parampara, I am going to tell you. Very good. Then, what is the difference between Narayan and Brahmaji? The word Narayan has come here, Hari. What is the difference between Narayan and Hari, Brahmaji? Brahmaji can create only with the existing five great elements. He didn't create those five great elements. With the five great elements, he created the whole world, but the Narayan can create without five great elements. And you will find the katha of once Brahmaji was deluded and Lord Krishna with gopis and calves and cows, he was in the jungle and all of a sudden everything disappeared. Brahmaji has stolen all those cow, calves and everything, and Krishna has seen what happened, everywhere is gone. He came to know it's the job of Brahmaji. What he did, by sankalp he created all gopis, cow and calf, everything he created without any material. That is the power of Narayan, the difference between Narayan and Brahmaji. And what is the meaning of Narayan? Naranam Ayan, which is the abode, the supreme abode of all the Nara. That is Narayan. And what is Nara? What is the meaning of Nara? Na Ramate Vishayasi Nara. Nara means one who does not travel into Vishayasu in the sense object is Nara. So by that definition, are we Nara? No. Nar also means water. Ayan means abode. One whose abode is water. So Narayan is abode is Kshir Sagar, water. And that water is called the causal water. Everything comes out from that only. Our birth also is from a drop of water only. We call it Virya. But our birth is from that water only. You will find at many places this Srishti Katha in the Bhagavad. It will come again. But what we have to understand is that whatever we are seeing now, the gross creation, the pre-stage of gross creation was subtle creation. And before subtle creation, it was in unmanifest form. So unmanifest form, then start the manifestation. First manifestation is the subtle form, and from the subtle form comes the gross form. What is this subtle form? Subtle form is that which we cannot perceive by our organs of perception, that is subtle. Now we are perceiving everything, all five great elements we are able to perceive, these are all gross. How they work, this is going to come in our today's chapter. Good. Then there are three stages. How to understand this gross, subtle and unmanifest? Guruji has explained it beautifully. Suppose you slap a person. This is gross. But before slapping, a vritti came in your mind. That was the pre-stage. That is the subtle. And before the subtle, it was unmanifest form. So this way you have to understand the creation. And the Paramatma identified with the unmanifested form is called Ishwar. You have to remember all these things. Huh? Paramatma identified with the unmanifest creation is called Ishwar. In Tattvabodha class also, we discuss the same thing. Brahman is there who is Akarta. Always think that Brahman is Akarta. When any creation is to be made, then some Karta is needed. And that Karta is Ishwar. So Ishwar is nothing but Brahman plus Satyagun Pradhan Maya. He has got the knowledge of creation. That is why he is called Ishwar. Then comes the subtle creation, subtle form. So Paramatma identified with the subtle creation is called Hiranyagarbha. Paramatma identified with the subtle creation is called Hiranyagarbha. Paramatma identified with the gross world is called Virat. So Paramatma identified, the same Paramatma identified with the unmanifest is called Ishwar. Paramatma identified with subtle is called Hiranyagarbha. And Paramatma identified with the gross creation is called Virat.
Isn't Ishwar
is not manifest form. Ishwar is Saguna Nirakar Vise. Brahman is Nirguna and Nirakar. Brahman is without any gun and Brahman has got no form. Nirguna, Nirakar. Ishwar is Saguna. Saguna, Satya Pradhan Maya. Maya has got three gunas. So when the Brahman is associated with Maya, we call it Saguna but Nirakar. The same Nirguna, same Saguna Nirakar, when takes a form, we call him Saguna Sakar. Then it is the avatar, Ram, Krishna, and all that avatar that comes. Saguna Sakar. So you will now remember who is Ishwar, what is Hiranyagarbha, and what is Virat Purush. So all Paramatma. In Puranic style, how the creation is stated, it is in the form of a story. Narayan was sleeping, from his nabhi came the lotus and the Brahmaji was there and he then created everything, he did tapas, and these are all a story form. But actually it is the first vritti, it is the first sankalp of Narayan, aham. That comes and after that it manifestation starts. Same thing happens with us also every day. when we get up from the early morning, first comes the aham bhav, I exist. Then come the other things. Now I have to get up, I have to do this thing, this thing, this thing. All worldly things come second. First comes aham bhav, I exist. So this way in the Puran, the Srishti is explained. And it is always said, and you will find in the here also, that Paramatma wanted to be Bahu. I am alone, I want to become many. And the moment he wishes so, it happens. And in Vedanta, what he said, Satchidananda is there. Then we will explain that the Maya has come. From the Maya, all these things are coming. The same topic we are discussing in Tattva Bodh also. Exactly same thing will be coming now. So let us see the first verse.
अथ पञ्चमोऽध्यायः नारद उवाच देवदेव नमस्तेस्तु भूतभावनपूर्वज तद्विजानीहि यज्ञानम् आत्मतत्त्वनिदर्शनम्
Now the question is being asked by Narad to Brahmaji. So first few verses are about the question. The question asked by Parikshit to Sukadev ji is the same question which was asked by Narad ji to Brahmaji. So Narad ji say first the salutation. Deva Deva, he is addressing Brahmaji because he is the first being, first Purusha, and he is the cause of all devtas also. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh will come. So, Deva Deva Namaste Tu Bhuta Bhavan Purvaja. You are the creator of all beings, Bhuta Bhavan, creator of all beings. Purvaja, you are the first one. Tad Vijaniya, you know. What you know? Yat Jnanam Atma Tatva Nidarshanam. Please tell me the truth. Reveal me the truth. You have got the knowledge. You are the first being. You are the first person. You have got the full idea about this creation. You tell me that Tatva.
यद् रूपं यदधिष्ठानं यत् सृष्टमिदं प्रभो यत् संस्थं यत् परं यच्च तत् तत्त्वं वद तत्त्वतः
यद् रूपं व्हाट इज द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड यद् रूपं यदधिष्ठानं व्हाट इज द अधिष्ठान अधिष्ठान सबस्ट्रेटम व्हाट इज द सबस्ट्रेटम ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड यत् सृष्टमिदं प्रभो बाय हुम इट इज क्रिएटेड Yat sanstham into what it resolves, yat param by what power it is controlled, yat param tattvam, tat tattvam vat tattvatah. And what is the real nature of this? Please tell me tattvatah. You tell me that about because you know everything. You are the first being, you are the creator, you have got the full knowledge. So you tell me about this.
सर्वं येतत् भवान् वेद भूत भव्य भवत् प्रभु करामलकवद् विश्वं विज्ञानावसितं तव
सर्वं येतत् सर्वं व्हाटएवर इज बीइंग सीन हियर नाउ सर्वं येतत् भवान् आ भवान् मींस यू वेद यू नो व्हाट यू नो भूत द पास्ट आल्सो यू नो भव्य द फ्यूचर आल्सो यू नो भवति व्हाट इज इन द प्रेजेंट आल्सो यू नो Prabhu, how karamal, karamala tattva. Have you seen the amala? Amala. Well, it's just like an amala in your hand. Like you see the amala, you know the amala?
Gooseberry.
So, like that, it is clear to you know how the whole creation has come, how it was in the past, what will happen in the future, and what is in the present. You know everything. So, you tell me, Vishwam Vijnana Avishantava, you know everything. It is in your range of knowledge. So I want to know that. Dekho kitni prasansha kar di unki that you know, you are the creator, you are the first person. Batao.
Yad vijnano yad adhara yad parastvam yad atmakah ekasri jasi bhutani bhutaire vatma mayaya
Yad vijnana, what is the source of your knowledge? Yad adhara, by whom are you supported? Yad param, who is para, is beyond you also. Yad atmakam, and what is your alliance to whom? Who is superior to you? What is your essential nature? Please tell me. Eka Sridasi. You are creating the whole thing single-handed. Eka. There is no helper to you. Eka Sridasi Bhutani. Bhutai. How? By Bhutai. Bhutai means by the five great elements. Atma Maya. By your Atma Maya. By your Maya Shakti. You have got the Maya Shakti. So, you tell me how this thing has all come into being.
Atman bhava se tani na para bhavayan swayam atma shaktim avastabhya urnanavi vaklamaha.
Atma shakti avastabhya urnavi vaklakam. Urnavi, urnavi means spider. You have seen the spider making the web. Urnavi. He doesn't bring any material from outside. It is his own saliva. And he is there. And after the creation, he revels in that. He enjoys. Similarly, you also have created the whole world without any change in you. How? By Maya Shakti. If you remember correctly, in our last Tattvabodha class, we also discussed the topic of Maya, in which we stated that a Brahman, without any modification, without going under any modification, created the whole thing, whole world. Then we also discussed there was nothing like a potter making a pot. Potter making a pot, there are three elements required. One, the clay is required, which is the material cause. And then we also discussed that a potter is needed, the efficient cause who has got the knowledge how to make pot. That is called efficient cause. And then the wheel is also required, which is called the instrumental cause. So three things are required for the creation. And for any creation, some material is needed, efficient cause, the knowledge is also needed for creation, and some instruments also needed. Then it was also said, can it be by a part creation? Part creation, Brahman was there, a part of this, converted into whole world. No, that also not possible. Because he is partless. We have got the part, we can cut up our hand, leg and all that, amputate and all this we can do. But Brahman? No parts. Can we say that he converted himself into the whole world like the milk converts into curd? That is also not acceptable, then there is no milk. If Brahman becomes Jagat, then the Brahman is no more there as a substratum. Then we also discuss that Brahman did not modify, but the Jagat is, we are seeing the Jagat. Brahman did not transform itself into a creation, but the creation is. How do you explain that? There is no modification in Brahman, there is no change in Brahman, then how the creation has come? Then came the concept of Maya. Ya-ma-sa-maya. Ya-ma-sa-maya means, ya-ma means no, that which is not there is called Maya. Maya-sakti. And we ended our class with an example of 17 horses. Maya which is not there. And we explained it, we ended our lecture with one example. And what was that? A person died leaving 3 sons, leaving 17 horses. And he said this 17 horses are to be divided according to his will. One half, then?
One sixth.
And?
One ninth.
No. One third. One third and one ninth. So divide 17 by 1 half. Can you divide it? You have to cut one horse. Divide it by 1 third. Again you have to cut. Divide it by 1 ninth. They started fighting, all three sons started fighting. Then minister came on his horse. He said, this is our problem. This is the will of my father, saying that it should be divided into 1 half, 1 third and 1 ninth. And we have got 17. How to do it? He said, okay, you add my horse, 18. 18, half, 9. You take 9 horses. Next is 1 third, you take 6. 9 and 6, 15. Then 1 ninth, you take 15 plus 2, 17. The minister rode back on his horse. So he added his horse as a Maya, then he again negated it. Gone. This is Maya. So we will be also introducing concept of Maya, and then we will remove the Maya. And Maya can be removed by the knowledge only. Maya can never stand reasoning. Only way to remove is Maya is the knowledge. But Maya casts a spell on many people. Like today, many people could not attend. It's the Maya. Maya doesn't want to allow them to do the reasoning and understand what is Maya.
Naham veda param yasmin, na para na samam vivo, na marupa gunai bhavyam, sadasat kinchidanyataha.
Naham veda param asmin, na param. I don't know anybody whose existence is other than Brahma, you. You are the first one. Sat, asat, vasam. One who is equal to you, lower to you, or existing or not existing, everything has come from you. This much I know.
Sarva bhavana jala khoram yatattapasu samahitah tena kedayasenastvam parashankam prayachasi.
Sir, Bhavan Charat Ghoram Yat Tapasu Samahita, and I also have learned from somewhere that you also did Ghor Tapas. Brahmaji has to do the Tapas. When he came from the Navi of Narayan, then he was thinking, I am alone here. What is the purpose of my existence? Why I have come? What is my source? He went down. On no source, then he started doing his tapas. So he said, Sir Bhavan Charat Ghoram Yat Tapas Susmahita, you have done tapas also, that also you know. Ten khede se nastam para sanka prachasi. That proves that you are not independent. There is a power even superior to you.
Etan me prichata sarvam sarvagya sakaleshwara vijanihi yathai vedam aham buddhenu shasitah.
Etan me prichata sarva sarvagya sakaleshwara. This is what I am asking you. Etan prichata sarvam sarvagya. You are sarvagya. You are knower of the whole creation because you are creating the whole world. You are sarvagya. Sakaleshwara. And you are Ishwar of all. First person, so he is Ishwar of all, he is the first being. Bijaniya yethat vata aham buddhe anusar. Please tell me in such a way that I can understand fully. Tell me in such a way that I can understand fully. Very good.
Brahmo vacha samyak karunika sedam vatsate vichiketsitam yadaham chodita somya bhagavad-vidya darshane.
Now the question is praised. So whenever any question is asked about the Atman or the original source or about the Brahman, Guru will always praise that question. Oh, very good. I have got a person who is asking about the Atman or the Brahman. The source of Brahmaji is asking about the what is the source of you also, you tell me. Samyak karuna ki sedam vasate bhija. Samyak, very good question you have asked. Vikisham. Yad ham chodita swamma bhagvat ije sadham. And I will describe you in detail who is superior to me. Who is that Lord who is even superior to me, Brahmaji saying. There is a difference between Brahma and Brahma. Now you understand. Brahmaji is in the form, is in the subtle form, created. And before that was uncreated, that Brahman is the source of everything.
Nanritam tava tachyapi yathamam prabravishivoho avijnaya parammatta etavatvam yatohime.
Nanritam tava tachyapi yathamam prabravishivoho. Whatever you have said about me is not untrue. I am the creator. But you have said all these things without knowing that I am also dependent on somebody else. Since I am the first being, I am creating the whole world. Everybody knows this one, Brahmaji is creator. But I am also dependent on somebody else. That people don't know. So long you think, you see, the people or beings are different from you, then you will be bored. So long you think the people or beings are different from you, you are bored. Even the husband, wife, they need space. Sometimes they say, give me space. Don't be attached to me 24 hours. I need some space. आपके बच्चे भी यही बोलते हैं, मामा प्लीज गिव मी स्पेस, लीव मी अलोन. सो लॉन्ग यू हैव दिस डिफरेंसेस दैट ही और सी इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम मी, यू विल गेट बोर्ड, देन यू नीड स्पेस. बट द मोमेंट यू स्टार्ट थिंकिंग ही इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम मी, देन द जॉय विल स्टार्ट कमिंग. आनंद ही आनंद है. Then what is happening? Well, it's only natak. The whole thing is only drama. Whole thing is drama only. Enjoy the drama. Inside, the tattva in me and the tattva in all beings, be it be ant or an elephant or tiger or mosquito or my children, my relative, my enemy, anything. Tattva is one and same. Once you start realizing that, oh, it's one and the same thing, he has taken different forms and now acting as if drama is going on. Let us enjoy the drama now. In Sweta Sweta Upanishad, it is said, Tvam Stri, Tvam Pumanasi, Tvam Kumar, Utva Kumari. Tvam Stri, you have become Stri. Tvam Puman, you have become man. Tvam Kumar, you have become child, boy. Tvam Kumari, you have become girl also. He alone has become all these things. In other Upanishads, you will find he has become sun, moon, and everything he has become. In our Panchadasi, first chapter 10, we studied. Swayam eva jagat bhutva, he became everything. Then Prabhishta Jeeva Rupata, then he entered as a Jeeva.
Yena swarochisha vishvam rochitam rochayamyaham yatharkogni yathasomah rathakshakrahatarakah.
Yatha arka, arka means sun, surya. Yatha agni, agni means fire. Yatha somo, somo means chandrama, moon. Yatharch griha taraka, nakshatra, griha and the star, griha and stars, they illumine the whole world. But they get the power of illumination from that source, from that Brahman, from that Satchidananda. Similarly, I have also got the power from the same Satchidananda and I am illuminating the whole world. That means he is clearly saying that the boss of all of us is different from me.
तस्मै नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय धीमहि यन्मायया तूर्जयया मां रुवन्ति जगद्गुरुं
तस्मै नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय धीमहि आई सैल्यूट टू दैट वासुदेव एंड धीमहि आई मेडिटेट ऑन हिम यन्माया इट इज द माया हिज माया माया वासुदेव In Bhagavad Gita also we have seen Devi Yasa Gunmai Mam Maya Durataya. Not saying it is my Maya. And here the Vasudeva, you have to think that is not the Vasudeva in the form, it's the formless. That is Satchidananda. Yat Maya Durjaya Mam Burvanti Jagat Guru. Deluded by this Maya Sakti, the people are thinking that I am Jagat Guru. Who is Jagat Guru? Who is Jagadguru? Vasudeva sutam devam kamsa chanuramardhanam devaki paramanandam krishna bande
Jagadguru.
Who is Jagadguru? Jagadguru is Krishna. But the people deluded by Maya Sakti, they call Brahmaji a Jagadguru. Brahmaji is another Jagadguru. Jagadguru is?
विलज्जमानया यस्य स्थातुमिक्षा पथे मुया विमोहिता विकथन्ते ममाहमिति दुर्धियः
विलज्जमानया यस्य स्थातुमिक्षा पथे मुया विमोहिता विकथन्ते ममाहम इति दुर्धियः बिकॉज द पीपुल आर डेल्यूटेड बाय दिस माया व्हाट दे से विमोहिता विशेष रूपेण मोहिता यू आर डेल्यूटेड विकथन्ते दे से व्हाट दे से मम अहम They have started saying mama naam, I and my, because they are deluded. And Tulsidas ji has given the definition of maya, toratum maya, the same thing. Because of the delusion, they say mam and aham, durdhiya. Why they say? Because they are deluded. What is their delusion? They think this body is me. Body is atma. That is why they say aham and mama.
द्रव्यं कर्म च कालश्च स्वभावो जीव एव च वासुदेवात् परो ब्रह्मन् न चान्योऽर्थोऽस्ति तत्त्वतः
द्रव्य मैटर फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट्स मैटर कर्म ऑल एक्शंस काल टाइम स्वभाव नेचर ऑफ ईच थिंग इज डिफरेंट लाइक स्वीटनेस इज द नेचर ऑफ Sugar. So like the each thing has got its own nature. Sahava, Jiva, Evacha, Vasudeva, Paro, Brahman, Nacha, Nurti, Tatvataha. They all have their existence dependent on the Lord. They don't have their own independent existence. Why? Because all of them are inert. All of them are inert. That is why they are dependent on others.
Narayana Paraveda Deva Narayana Angajaha Narayana Paraloka Narayana Paramaha
Narayana Paraveda Narayana Vishnu is the goal of all Veda. The goal of the Veda is that Vishnu Tattva, that Narayana. We have to reach that Brahman. And how do we have to reach? The whole procedure is written there. What is the procedure? We have to do the karma kanda. What is that karma kanda? A lot of it. You have got any desire to fulfill. What you have to do? You have to do the karma kanda. You have to desire of heaven. Okay, there is a prescribed yagya for that. If you want progeny, there is a separate yagya. If you want rain, there is separate yagya. And what is that yajna? In the fire ritual, you offer the oblations to the Lord. A yajna is given. So that your vasanas are exhausted. How the vasanas are exhausted? By giving oblation to the Lord. Lord is coming into your life. That is to be noted here. When the mind is purified, then after that knowledge will happen. So long the mind is not purified, knowledge will never happen. So for the purification of mind, major portions of Vedas are all karma kanda. The jnana kanda is only small portion. When the mind is purified, then after that jnana kanda will give you the knowledge. So the goal of all Veda is that Narayan, do the karma kanda, purify your mind, take the knowledge, get liberated. Get liberated means you come to know that you are that Brahma. That is liberation. Deva Narayan Angajaha. Angajaha, all Devas are born from that Narayan only. The source of all Devi Devas are that Narayan. Narayana Paraloka, all world are manifestation of Narayan. All world, all 14 lokas are manifestation of Narayan. Narayana Paraloka and all yajna are for pleasing Narayan. Whatever yajna we do, it is for the happiness of Narayan. So that was in earlier time when we used to do yajna. Nowadays there is no question of fire ritual. Sometimes we do Gayatri, but nobody is interested. So, the Lord has said, what you have to do? Karma yoga. You do all your karma for the happiness of the Lord. That also is a yajna. If you start doing that, that also is a yajna. Do that way. All actions for the happiness of the Lord. Aisa nahi bolna, jhoot bol rahe hain, Lord, it is for you. No. It has to be for the happiness of the Lord.
नारायण परो योगो नारायण परम तपः नारायण परम ज्ञानम नारायण परावती
नारायण परो योग तो योग द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ ऑल योग इज नारायण कर्म योग भक्ति योग ज्ञान योग ध्यान योग अष्टांग योग राजयोग व्हाटएवर योग इज देयर व्हाटएवर द साधना इज देयर. What is the ultimate goal? Ultimate goal is that Narayan. Narayana Parantapa. And all the austerities, tapas, whatever you do the tapas, for what? It is again for the purity of mind. Aap vrat karte ho. Or whatever you penance you do, whatever austerity you do, that is for the purity of mind. And that also is for the gaining the knowledge. So every tapas, all austerities are only for Narayan only. Narayan para jnanam, and he is known by that knowledge, that spiritual knowledge. By that spiritual knowledge you can come to know him. And he is the source of all other knowledge also. Because all other knowledge you receive as a vritti. Knowledge of physics, chemistry, mathematics, you all learn by vritti, by thoughts. But who is giving sentience to those thoughts? Narayan is giving, consciousness is giving, mind itself is inert, thoughts are inert. Who is giving sentience? The Lord is giving sentience to all this. Narayan Paragati, and what is the final destination of all beings? Paragati, ultimate gati, ultimate goal of all beings is Narayan only.
तस्यापि दष्टुरीशस्य कूटस्थस्य अखिलात्मनः सृज्यं सृजामि सृष्टोऽहम् इक्षयैवामि चोदितः
तस्यापि दष्टुरीशस्य कूटस्थस्य अखिलात्मनः आई एम द क्रिएटर ऑफ दैट हु इज अल्टीमेट द्रष्टा आई एम ऑल्सो क्रिएटर ऑफ दैट दैट ब्रह्मन दैट सच्चिदानंद. Who is the ultimate drashta? Who is the ultimate seer? We have seen in our Drikdisya Vivek, in the first verse itself, what was that? That Rupam Drishyam, Lochanam Drik. Whatever sense object we are seeing, Who is the seer of those forms, names and form? I. And who is the seer of I? Mind. Who is the seer of mind? That Sakshi. So ultimate seer is that Sakshi, that Atman, that Brahman, that Drashta. He is the ultimate Drashta and he is the Atman of all. Srijam Srijami Sishto Hamati Chaivabhi Chokitaha. By his grace and command, I create the whole world and became creator. So he appointed me to create. So I became Brahman. And I am creating. By whose power? By his power. What you have to learn that the Brahmaji also, you know, he also gets sentiency from that Satchitananda. We all are inert. Our body are all inert. We are also getting the sentiency from the same source. The source is one only. Be it Brahmaji or Pipilika. Everybody is getting sentiency from one source.
Sattvam radastamaiti nirgunasya gunastrayah sthiti sarva nirodheshu grihita mayaya vibho.
Sattva radastamaiti nirgunasya gunastrayah, that nirgun nirakar, now devang gamya, that nirgun nirakar, we could call him Brahman. So you can write B Brahman and then you can write nirgun nirakar. You can take the black pen.
Take some dark pen.
This start from the top and we will start coming slowly down, down, down. So from the top, there is a Brahman. B. You can write B. People will understand B.
Not writing?
The other one.
The other one. This one.
This one. Okay.
I will bring.
Blue. This is Maya.
Okay. Blue is what?
So this Brahman, if we call it Narayan or you call it any name, he is Nirgun Nirakar. Nirgun Nirakar, okay? And he has got a power called Maya. Maya has got three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. So one arrow and three, SRT. One, two, three. Yeah, right. One more. So first one is sattva, second is rajas, SRT. Sattva, rajas and tamas.
And you can write a little bit smaller.
It's okay.
Sattva, rajas. We are only 5-6 weeks. You can see, na?
Yeah, okay.
Good.
You're too far.
Sattva, rajas, tamas iti nirgunasya gunastraya sthiti sarga nirodhestu grihata maya abhibhavo. And I with this guna, I create creation. Then sthiti, sustenance, and then after that, nirodha, dissolution. So with these three things, I am creating, sustaining it, and then dissolution. So always have three factors are always there. There is a continuous change in this whole world. Its creation is coming in, stays for some time, then dissolve. Anything, the lifespan may be different, but it is continuously changing. That we have to understand. स्थिति सर्ग निरोधेशु भेदा माया विभो
कार्य कारण कर्तृत्वे द्रव्य ज्ञान क्रियाश्रया वदन्ति नित्यदा मुक्तं मायिनं पुरुषं गुणाः.
सो दिस त्रिगुणा इज एवरीवेयर. त्रिगुणा इज एवरीवेयर मींस इन द्रव्य इन द ऑल द मैटर्स ऑल द फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट्स वी हैव गॉट इन दैट देयर इज अ द्रव्य इन दैट आल्सो. And jnana, we have got the senses, all these senses also have got this sattva, rajas and tamas. Kriya, in all actions also, they are dependent on these three. Bhagananti nityada mukta mayinam purusam guna. That purusa which has come and entered into this body, he is a nitya mukta. You cannot bind him. Can you bind Brahman? No, he is a nitya mukta. But this sattva, rajas, tamas guna, when they came into Drabhya, in jnana and kriya, it bound that purusha. Nibhagnanti, we all are bound. That Paramatma himself entered into all being. I again and again say, Paramatma Advyananda Puna Purvam Swamaya. Paramatma was there alone. Purvam. He was complete, Purna. He never needed this world. But Swamaya, again by his Maya Shakti, Swayameva Jagat Bhutva, he became the whole world. Then Pravisat, he entered. How? Jivaruta. He became Jeev. And this Jeev is now caught by this Maya, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. We are all bound. Bound by what? Bound by this Anatma things. These are so attractive, we are all running outside to get it. All bound.
Sayesha Bhagavan Lingaihi Tribhire Viradokshajah Swalakshita Vatir Brahman Sarvesham Avacheshwarah.
That Lord Himself, what He has done, He has covered Himself with this Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And we are not able to see. He is with me, but He is covered with this body. I am not able to see. And everywhere outside also, He has covered Himself. Swayameva Jagat Bhutva, He has become that tree also. He has become this house also. He has become this chair also. Swayameva Jagat Bhutva. And we are not able to see. He is covered by this Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. We are not able to see the Lord. Brahmaji said, I also am deluded. I also don't know. Everybody in this world is the deluded. And He is the Lord of all lords. He is my Lord also. And He is the Lord of the whole world. Now comes the creation of the universe, verse number 21 to 35. We will not be able to complete it today. So I will take up all those things next day. The chart will further continue. So Devangji has to be present next day.
Okay, I'll just write out.
If you attend the Tattvabodh class also, you will find the same, exactly the same thing there also.
Saturday's class was the same.
Can we find out next week? Some of them are not here. So how many people will be here? Because a lot of people are missing next week.
You decide. My job is to make you understand. If the people are not there, then muskil ho jayega, phir bekaar hai.